here. We record everything on our call-in. We've been doing Thursday night or Tuesday night calls for several years. And what Core Health does is it helps teach people how to live a more alkalizing, alkaline, healthy lifestyle. It's something that that I've been passionate about for many years. And so to be able to take tonight that special opportunity to bring my son in and do an interview is just an honor beyond honors. And there are some things that he's going to share with you tonight, guys, that I didn't even know until just within the last few days. Some really special experiences that, being a young man his age, he was a little worried how people would receive some of the things that he experienced. And as he shared that with me, I've and Jody, my wife, and my daughter Shandy, we have just been truly humbled and blessed to have such a great man in our lives. So we're going to be doing these every Thursday night. People on the line, you guys know, because most of you call in already, and I see on the computer we've got a lot of people that are logged in to the call. But now we're incorporating Facebook Live. So all of you on Facebook, we hope that you're able to hear us okay and see us okay. And we hope that we're able to get a great message across. Now tonight, and every Thursday night, we'll have a topic. And it's always going to be centered around something about improving your quality of life. That's part of our mission, is how to improve someone's quality of life, whether that be teaching an alkaline lifestyle through drinking alkaline Kangen water, alkalizing digestive enzymes, probiotics, exercise. Many of you know that I've had the pleasure and honor of working with hundreds and hundreds of professional athletes all throughout the country and the world. And so that's what we do on these calls, and I'm sharing that mostly for all of you watching us on Facebook, because again, we've been doing it for quite some time, and those that call in already know that. The topic for tonight, guys, is really brain health, and we've learned some things through Riker's experience that have confirmed what we've done to keep a good, healthy body, and to prepare the best that we could for any of those types of things that happen, heaven forbid. So, really want to give Riker most of the time tonight. Beforehand, I want to give a little bit of a backstory, though, so that you understand the severity of the situation. I don't think many of you know the severity of how bad it really was. And to some degree, I didn't realize until it was over to some degree, and I started reading and doing some of the studies and things like that. But one of the things that I want you all to understand is that with a traumatic brain injury, there are three different levels of traumatic brain injuries. There is mild, there's moderate, and there's severe. Now, Riker had a severe traumatic brain injury, had a quadding accident, his quad wrecked, and the quad behind his rolled on top of him and made it even worse. So with those three degrees, Riker's being severe, I want to read, and I'm going to read it, quote it exactly, from a study that was published in the Journal of Applied Medicine, and it was a study that was conducted regarding the three degrees of traumatic brain injuries. The product of any brain injury worsens with the severity of the injury, obviously. Most TBIs are mild and do not cause permanent or long-term disability. However, all severity levels of TBI have the potential to cause significant, all the way to long-lasting, complete disability. The study shows the following. Permanent disability, I want to repeat that, permanent disability is thought to occur in 10% of mild injury, 66% of moderate brain injuries, and according to the study and all the people in this study, 100% of the time, there was permanent disability to some degree or other in all severe traumatic brain injuries. 100% of the time. And the recovery time on those were 2 to 3 years to for life. I close it out by reading the last part of this paragraph, of this study, says that most people with severe closed head injuries, which Rikers was, diagnosed exactly that way, end in either death or limited to no recovery. And with a coma involved, it's closely related to the severity and is a strong indicator of usual fatal outcome. Folks, less than 3 months ago, my amazing son had this accident, landed him in the hospital in a coma. Machines breathing for him, machines keeping him alive. Worst situation a parent could ever be in, and the things that he has gone through and taught us is unbelievable. The recovery is a miracle. And I want to share with you tonight, afterwards, the protocols that we used and why we believe that some of these miracles are happening. So, with that, hopefully the setting is there. They understand a little bit, Riker, what you went through. So, start off, if you would, let's talk about when you first came into the hospital, okay? Do you remember any of it?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not even ambulance, not nobody.
Speak to them.
Nobody.
Guys, this isn't rehearsed. We decided this, we wanted this to be from Riker and Riker's words. I didn't want to influence one way or the other, so I'm asking questions that he gets to answer however he feels that it's best to answer. So you come into the hospital, you don't remember any of that. I beat the ambulance there. Mom rode in the ambulance with you. I was called and said where to go. So we get to the hospital, you're rolled in, and you're hysteric. They've got you strapped down on a board, and pain, blood, all of that all over the place. I couldn't come near you. They had a line, and so you don't remember any of that.
No, not at all.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, share with us then, what's the first thing that you started remembering?
First thing I clearly remember is going down. They have like a fun playroom with like video games and a pool table and hockey and stuff like that. First thing I remember is going down to the playroom with my dad playing pool.
Well, if that was the first thing you remember, that was 6-7 days into it.
Yes, almost the very end.
Wow. Well, then during this period of time, you didn't remember anything, but the amazing part is, and this is part of a traumatic brain injury, other than the period of time that you were in your coma, you were talking to us very coherently, which the doctor said was pretty rare in and of itself. But
yes.
So then during this period of time, you don't remember anything at all, but just a few days ago, you shared something with me and Mom that I'm humbled to say brought me and my wife to tears, quite honestly. But he said for the last couple of 2 or 3 days that he wasn't able to share it. He said, I just don't know that I can, Dad. But today he came in and he said, I want to share the experience. So, Riker, why don't you, if you would, share that experience as it's very touching.
It was when I was in my coma, like, I don't know, like middle of it, I don't know. I was during my coma.
Yeah, about 2 days into it, let me give a little setting there. 2 days into it, he slipped into this coma where they had to put machines and breathing tubes and feeding tubes and all of that. But it was during that second or third day that he went completely 100% non-responsive, and that's when they declared him in a coma. So
yes, so they said I was in the coma. They said, like my dad said in the paragraph, a coma has a sign of dead or permanent injury,
disability.
And so they took my mom and dad to the side and said, they don't know if I'll be able to live, or, like, they don't know if I'm going to live or not. So, but I remember really clearly, it was when I was in the coma, it's like I was on top of the roof, looking into the room. Like, I can see the whole room in, like, this one look. And, like, I saw me on the bed, tubes down my throat, just breathing for me. So, and my mom was on the side. And there were, like, because I was there, I wasn't
the out-of-body experience.
Yes, I feel like I was on top of the room, and I was looking, and I saw my mom and me on the, and nurses all around my bed, but I saw angels around my bed, surrounding me, comforting me, around my mom, comforting my mom, and just helping me go through this hard time in my life. And most people say that, like, most people think, oh, they're floating, all white, you can just see right through them. I saw blue angels. They look like normal people on the ground. They can walk. Normal people, all blue, everything blue on them. And a few months ago, my great-grandma died. She was really close to me, so, and my aunt, before I was born, she died, and, she was really close, my mom's sister, she was really close to my family, she was really nice, and I knew that both of their presence was there with me, and I knew they were helping me be comfort, and I felt...
Did you just feel them, or were they actually, did you see them in the room?
I didn't see them, but I knew they were there. Like, I just knew they were there. Yeah. So, I felt like I was getting pulled away from the room, away from the, just away from all of it, and I was fighting it. I didn't want to go away. I wanted to stay, like, at my body. And I was fighting for the right, and I just fought so I didn't get pulled away. Like my parents always taught, always fight for the right. Like, never give up, always go straight, always go up, never go backwards, just never give up, keep going. So that's what I did, and I think that's why I'm on the earth right now, because I fought to stay by my side, or by my body, to stay there with me. And so I fought, and I'm still alive, so.
Are you glad you fought?
Yes, really glad. Now I can be with my family, friends, help other people with, like, if they have a brain injury, I can help them through troubles in their life.
So, I know we've talked about some of this before as a family. We feel very strongly that you are here for a reason. You agree with that?
Yes, I'm here for a reason. I know I'm here to help somebody, because God wouldn't just say, oh yeah, I'll just live just because you want to. I know He either wants me in heaven or wants me here, and so He wants me on earth. And so, I'm here for a reason. Like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So, I just know I'm here to help somebody, to do some good to this earth.
Well, in the short period of time, and I say short period, folks, it's only been a couple of months since we started the recovery process. In this short couple of months, have there been opportunities for you to help others, or be examples to others, or be a strength to others? Or do you think that's something yet to come? Is that something that's an opportunity for you today?
Yeah, there's always something you can help with every day. It's helping someone load a car up with their groceries, something small. It's still helping someone. So you can help them every day, but I feel like I haven't done what I'm here. I haven't done what I'm supposed to do yet. But I know I've helped people through... I know I've helped people through the whole... like, through Facebook, I know I've helped someone. And that's what makes me feel good.
Well, right. I've just been handed some of the comments that people are writing, and just so many people saying how blessed we all are to have you here. So many people saying, hang in there, and, you know, we're proud of you and things like that. What an absolute honor it is. It sounds to me like part of what you're saying is that we all have responsibilities every day to serve and to give and things like that. And you're fantastic at that. Guys, he's always doing something, a special something or other for the family. He's taught us so much about just the gift of life itself. And he lives life every second he's living life to the fullest, and I love that. But I think what you're saying is you feel like there's also a bigger something, that's a big reason, something bigger that you're here for, that you'll be able to influence or impact the masses.
Yes, I know it'll really help somebody through their life. I don't know what it'll be. Nobody knows what they're on the earth for. Everybody's on this earth to do something good in this earth, but you don't know what it is. So
through the whole thing so far, what do you think is the most important lesson that you have learned or that you've taken from it so far?
The lesson, always try to help, always pray, always believe in God. Have faith in God. He'll help you through any troubles. If you have trouble in life, pray to Him. He'll help. You just have to believe that He'll help. You have to know He'll help you. Because this crash really brought me through a lot closer to Heavenly Father. Because I have a lot more faith in God. I have a lot more... I just know He's there. I just know he's true.
Well, that is so powerful. And guys, one of the things that I will mention is the number, the masses of prayers and comments and emails and letters, the handwritten letters and cards and phone calls that we received on Riker's behalf. But one of the most powerful things in the world to my wife and me was the night that he started to recover. About 2 hours before that was when we sent out a mass email to the masses and Facebook and everything else asking for prayers. And within a couple of hours, we had people from India, from China, from the Balkans. We had prayer groups in the Fiji Islands. We had prayer groups all across the country and around the world, and we felt that love and prayer and concern, and so this whole experience has strengthened all of us.
Yeah.
And much of that is thanks to many of you, those of you that are on these phone calls and listening in, as well as those that are watching us live on Facebook. We as a family thank you so much for your support and your love and all of that. So the experience, Riker, is something that, and especially the out-of-body experience, if I can call it that, is something that is so unique, and very, very few people get that opportunity, if it's such an opportunity, and then come out the other side like you have, so motivated. I have seen in him just the drive every day to be better, to eat healthier, and he's already a healthy kid, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but to serve others, to hug his sister and his mom and his dad, those types of things are just a very unique opportunity, and I am honored, and I want to say publicly that I respect how you've handled everything, and we still have things to take care of, but been amazing so far.
Yes, and you always have you have trouble in life. You have a challenge in your life to try to beat. You have to take that to help you in life. You have to help. You have to make that challenge help you. You can't just let it destroy you. Because I know, like, there's people that they'll get diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, something like that. I don't know. But they're just like, well, why did God do this to me? And they just give up. Like, why would you give up? You have to have that to help you. He gave that to help you. You can't just give up, because now they just give up and don't try with their life. You just always gotta help.
Well, I want to add right there, too, and I hope Riker doesn't mind, but the things this kid has gone through is nothing short of just miraculous in so many ways. Almost exactly 1 year ago from the accident, he was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic, full insulin dependent. And it's been humbling watching him tell so many people that diabetes hasn't been a challenge. It's been a blessing to him because he's been able to help and motivate so many people. Just the example that he is to so many people is truly, truly amazing, and the things that he's gone through. But that is all in preparation for, you have a calling, and so much of that is to help so many others. So let's before I completely break down here, let's talk a little bit about recovery, because recovery obviously is something that's very important, and surprisingly to me and to Riker and to our family, once we started advertising or promoting that we were going to do this call, we've gotten probably, I would have to say, 30 or 40 different emails, texts, IMs, whatever, from people saying, I or someone in my family had a traumatic brain injury. What is the protocol that you use? The recovery has been a true, true miracle. Folks, severe traumatic brain injury. In the study that was conducted, 100% of them had long-term debilitating injury. What was the word they actually used? Long-term, what was it, Riker?
Disability.
Long-lasting disability. 100% of them. And so let's talk a little bit about the recovery. Doctors told you that it would take years and years and years, if a full recovery at all. And so share with them exactly the types of things that we've seen on the recovery side.
So in the hospital, they said around a year or two, maybe more. They said it's going to be a long time.
If at all.
Yes. If you're able to recover. Now, I was thinking, well, that's over-exaggerating. Why would you have to wait that long just to get your balance back? I mean, like, I just thought it was too much, but I thought it was, like, over-exaggerating. So, and then every other Tuesday, I go to a nurse that tells me, she does tests on me, and so it's, like, balance test, memory, just stuff like that that shows that your brain's getting better. The first week, there's numbers 1 through 6. A 6 is normal people, and then 1, like, you have a brain injury, like, you don't know that much. So, I had all under 3. I had none over 3. I had all 2 and under. I had no 3s, no 4s, nothing.
So those were typical signs of a traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
1s and 2s, and we're shooting for a 6. And they said it would take years to reach that, if ever at all.
Yes. And I was like, well, isn't it easy to get your memory back? You just have to practice, get your balance back, practice. And so I thought, okay, and I go here every other Tuesday, every other weekend, or every other week. So
first it was every week.
Yeah, first it was every week. It was staying down there. And then after a little while, I finally got to 3s, like, I got 2 3s, and, like, others 2s and 1s, and she said I had 1 more time, and then she'll tell me how many years, or how many, like, how long it'll take until I fully recover, if I do. So I was thinking, well, I have no chance. Like, I'm only at threes. I'm supposed to be at sixes. And I've been working on it so hard and so long. But I kept on going. I kept on practicing my balance, my memory. I just didn't...
Diet,
yes. I didn't...
Water.
Yes, water, diet. Yeah, I drank a lot of water, kitchen water, a lot of... I took a lot of...
EFAs.
Joint health really helped me. And digestive, because my body wasn't working like it usually does. So I needed that help. And, so, I had one more time. I kept on trying. I don't want to give up. I have one more chance to have. I don't want to wait a whole year to get back on the quad to have fun. I mean, like, I'll have fun. I'll still have fun. But I won't be able to run with my family, run with my friends. I mean, that's... Like,
so she was saying that on your next visit, we're going to tell you how long it's going to be before you'll ever be cleared.
Yes.
At a very best case scenario, it would be 1 to 2 years, specialized schooling, wasn't going to be able to go to school for sure, no sports, mm-hmm. none of that for sure. So during that 2 week period, you said, I'm gonna do everything I can do. And that's when we continued our nutritional protocol, our hydration protocol, our exercise and all of that. And then what happened when you went back?
Well, before she said I would have to go, like, mental classes, like, it helps my mental, my physical classes.
Speech.
My speech. Yeah, I was like, I can just learn that at home. I don't have to go to classes to do that. And so I practiced a lot. Then 2 days before the actual test, or the last test, I had a memory test. And so I did that. It took 4 hours to work on my memory, or not, like, they helped my memory. They're checking where it's at. They said I got, most people don't, like, they sell it completely. They get maybe some answers right. But they said I do better than normal people. And so that...
Full recovery.
Yes, they said...
And that was in a few weeks.
Yes. Actually, now that I remember this, this was before the... it was before the last test. So, and I was like, okay, so I have a good chance. And so, I still practiced a lot, and I went to the last one. And I was really nervous. I prayed before. I was doing everything I could to not have to wait a year or two to just to be able to get back on my quad to
have fun. What they say.
And I went, I practiced, and I did it all. And they said I had all sixes and 1.5.
All sixes.
2 weeks ago, I had under threes. I had 2 or 3 threes, and all the rest under threes. 2 weeks, I have all sixes but 1.5.
So the recovery is truly miraculous.
Yes.
The doctors, all of them, from the neuro doctors to the, I mean, we had a specialist for everything that went on. Every one of them have said Riker is 100% recovered, and it was a full-blown traumatic brain injury. The preparation and the recovery is what it was. And I want to share for all of you parents that when he slipped into that coma, they took my wife and I aside, took us in a room, and I remember the room very clearly. And as we walked in there, there were a team of doctors. They showed us the MRI, and Riker had severe bleeding in 3 locations on his brain and 2 other locations that was mild bleeding. So he was bleeding from the brain, and inflammation, swelling was swelling very quickly to where they thought that they were going to have to at least cut a large segment out of his skull. And they don't sugarcoat it. They told my wife and I sitting right there that day that we don't know that your son's going to make it through this. And as a parent, there's nothing that can prepare you for that except the one thing that that Jody and I had to hold on to was we believed that we had done everything we could previously to prepare in, heaven forbid, a situation like this. Our family has always watched our diet, haven't we?
Yes.
We have always, at least within the last 6 years, emphasized an ounce per pound of body weight of water, Kangen water, alkalizing water. The essential fatty acids are vitally, vitally, vitally important, people. And guys, most people don't realize that the brain is almost all fat. It's the vast majority is water, but any of the physical component is 60% fatty acid. And those fats are required. Now, next week, I'm going to go into the details. I don't want to tonight, but next week I want to go into the details of how the brain is made up and why fatty acids and oxygen and especially water is important. But for tonight, I do want to share with you the protocol that we used with Riker. Again, water, hydration have always been important, essential fatty acid, digestive enzymes. Most of you know I own Core Health Products. We're the ones that do this call every Thursday night. But our protocol post-injury was an ounce of Kangen water per pound of body weight. Okay, so if someone is 90 pounds, they would drink 90 ounces minimum of Kangen water per day. If you're 200 pounds, you need to be drinking 200 ounces, which is a gallon and a half, a gallon and three quarters. If you're 140, you need to be drinking 140 ounces. That is your goal, and that's what it was with Riker. The brain requires hydration. When we begin dehydration, the brain is the first thing to begin going away. And then fatty acids. Every doctor will tell you there are three primary things that the brain needs to function properly: hydration, oxygen, and essential fatty acids, omega-3s in particular. Our krill oil, we had Riker doing up to 10 krill oil every single day. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, as I think Riker does as well, that it was those fatty acids, that krill oil that is pharmaceutical grade. It is in a phospholipid form that transverses through the blood-brain barrier for true brain absorption and growth. That protocol of Kangen water and krill essential fatty acids with the joint health, which is an anti-inflammatory that we have, has allowed him to have a full recovery from what they said. He may not recover ever. He may not make it. And if he does, he's probably going to have long-term disability.
Yeah, that helped me beat the impossible. 100% of people not fully recovered. And I fully recovered. It helped me beat the impossible. Like, you can beat the impossible. Don't think there's never a impossible. You can always beat it, no matter what. You just have to have faith and believe in yourself. So.
Well, that is one thing you have is faith, and you do believe in yourself. And I tell you what, I believe in you, and there are many people right in there that believe in you. You are an influence to many. There are many people across this country, Riker, that have looked at you and have strengthened their life, their belief, their desire to do better, because they see someone like you that never gives up.
Yes.
You have taught me more than anything that anybody has ever taught me, and I love you so much for that.
Love you, Dad.
I'm really proud of you. So, well, guys, we want to wrap it up here. There are some things that I would like to share. First and foremost is we'll be publishing the protocol. We'll be sending it out in emails. If you don't follow us, please go to our website, corehealthproducts.com. You can follow us on there to get all of our email stuff. If you follow me on Shan Stratton, on Facebook on Shan Stratton, I would suggest very strongly to search Core Health Products and follow us there. Okay, on my Shan Stratton page, we've maxed it out. They won't allow me to have any more friends on that page. Literally, it's maxed out, And so we're getting email after email after email every day from people saying, we want to follow you on Facebook, but they say that it's maxed and you can't take anymore. So our Core Health Products webpage, that one can take tens of thousands of thousands of thousands and millions. So all of our future broadcasts are going to be on our Core Health Products website, or I'm sorry, our Core Health Products Facebook page. All of our Facebook Live will be over there. So go to Facebook Live, or I'm sorry, go to Facebook, Core Health Products, and then also on there, you want to make sure not only to follow us, but to, what's it called? You want to subscribe to our live broadcast. Now, as soon as this is over, a screen will pop up, or it should pop up, that asks you if you want to subscribe. And just, if you hit subscribe on there, that means you're subscribing to our notifications on Shan Stratton Live, on Shan Stratton, but Core Health Products is where we'll be doing more and more of our live stuff from. I work with thousands of athletes. In a couple of months, I'm going to China to work with the Chinese basketball teams. I'm going to be doing a lot of live broadcasting, a lot of Facebook Live, and it's all going to be done on our Core Health Products page. So make sure you subscribe to Core Health Products on Facebook so you get all of that stuff. Folks, I would also ask, share our videos. Share them with your organization. Share them with your Facebook groups, because part of our mission is to enhance and enrich the quality of life, not just through products. We believe we have the best products in the world. We believe that the products helped with the recovery, but the education of that is vitally, vitally important. And so we put out a lot of material, a lot of blogs, a lot of interviews. I'll be doing interviews with professional athletes, with doctors, lots and lots of different people. None as important as Riker, but we're going to try and get a few important people in there as well. So want to make sure I've got all of my stuff in here. Folks, this Facebook Live thing is a lot of fun. It's really cool. I'm going to use it more and more. So often I've wanted to share my experiences when I go down to our clinic and work with professional athletes. You know, I'm down there and we've got Carson Palmer in there, and we've got Adrian Wilson in there, and we've got Kurt Warner in there, and we've got all these professional athletes, Donovan McNabb, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I've wanted to share those, and now we finally can. It's going to be on Core Health Products on that Facebook page. We want to give a special for tonight in honor of the essential fatty acids, particularly krill oil. And guys, doctors will tell you right now, krill oil is the go-to product. It's significantly more potent and powerful for brain health in particular than any of the fish oils, things like that. So our krill oil, which is pharmaceutical grade, we want to give a free bottle of that to any orders over $100. So if you go to our website, I've got all kinds of Kangen water material, CDs, DVDs that are there, all our nutritional products, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, digestive enzymes, all of that kind of stuff, greens, okay, green leafy vegetable powders, things like that. With any order over $100 tonight, we're going to give a free bottle of our essential fatty acid, a $35 value. So that's a pretty big incentive. You'll find it on our, again, on our website, corehealthproducts.com. As you're going through the ordering process, in the coupon code, just write in the coupon code, it's just going to be EFA, okay, essential fatty acid, EFA. So you put that in the coupon code section, over $100, we will just add one extra free bottle of the essential fatty acids. I promise you, you will not regret it. Everybody that takes them has energy, it feeds the brain, it's so important, guys, in preparation. So hope you subscribe, because we would love to continue to share with you every single Thursday night, same time, 9 o'clock. We're going to be doing this next week. It's going to be on the particulars, the very details of how do we improve brain function. A lot of research on it, a lot of great information, and some things that we can do. There are 9 simple tips of how to improve brain function and brain health. And I'm going to go into those in detail next week with a guest. We don't know who the guest will be. It'll be a doctor or someone, but we'll have a good solid call and Facebook Live next week. So, to close it out, Riker, anything to add?
No. Just always believe. Don't give up.
Always believe. Don't give up. Thank you so much, Riker.
Yes.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
Thank you all for joining us tonight.
We started out with like